guy next to Kenny Clark, what kind of steps development have you seen him take the last couple of weeks for a potential bigger role this week?
He's looking more comfortable out there. He's playing hard. He's playing tough, and that's all you ask for with your younger guys is just leave it all on the field. You're not going to be perfect. None of us are. But when you're younger, you make a lot more errors than the vets do. But as long as you're giving it 100%, then that'll make up for any of the small errors you make. So that's what we're seeing out of him, and I think he's only going to get better.
Has been away from this building for a while now. What's it just like to be back and to kind of be able to represent now in front of the hometown fans?
Yeah, it's been for 4 weeks, so I know the fans, they're anxious. They're going to be pumped up. We're definitely pumped up to get back in Lambeau. It's a special place, and it's our home, so we're looking forward to getting back on the home turf and getting to work.
Mike, the defense to only be allowing a little over a yard and a half per carry through two games, pretty remarkable. What's been the key for that?
Well, us older guys up front, we're really starting to gel. We have tough young guys that when we come out the game, they come in and they just come and get physical with the opponents. Our safeties have always done a great job in the run game, and our young linebackers are really they're on the spot. Wherever the ball is, that's where they are. So they're really hunting back there. And if we continue that up, then everything else will fall into place.
McCarthy always says you get what you emphasize, and he's been saying it for how long now, pursue and finish. Is that kind of what happens when you say the same thing over and over? It kind of just gets ingrained?
That's exactly what happens. It becomes second nature to the point to where we no longer have to say it, but we still will.
Mike, similar with the pass rush, is there a domino effect when you have Clay back on the edge too and sort of the depth there?
There is, but being able to stop the run the way that we have definitely opens up the pass rush much more, and you can see by our productivity that the run game is definitely complementing the pass rush very well.
LaTroy's out this week dealing with the knee. How do you make up for his loss and absence?
We have our younger guys, and they're ready to go. It's the next man up mentality, and they've been working very hard. You see that 97 has been making a lot of improvements week one to week two. So look to see him make another nice jump this upcoming week, and Dean and Christian are going to be good for us as well. And the one thing we emphasize is just playing tough. And as long as we play tough and get physical with the other team, then that'll cover up a lot of the little errors that young guys make.
You're a guy that plays on emotions. What type of emotion was it when you lost all three NFC North home games last year? And is there any special emphasis on making sure that you take care of business against the division this year?
There's emphasis to take care of business no matter who we're playing against. And we're back at home. We have to defend Lambeau, and that's what's most important. So we're just looking to defend Lambeau this year better than we did last year.
Mike, what were your impressions of Brian Price here in camp? Now that you had a chance to get active.
Brian's a high-energy guy, much like myself, and I look forward to seeing him whenever he gets his name called, because he's a guy that I always talk about giving maximum effort, and he does no matter what he's doing. So that's going to be good. It's going to be nice to see him frustrate some offensive linemen just by being a pest.
Is there any quarterback that you've seen that throws the ball better, side arm from different angles that you have to adjust to when you're rushing? Than Matthew. It seems like he can sling it from any arm angle. You're getting up the block to pass and he's throwing it every which way.
All NFL quarterbacks are starting because they're really talented. So I look at them as all the same, really. Stafford is he's a unique player. He's a good player, and he's come along the last few years. So it's going to be good to get back at home against a quality opponent like himself.
They lost their starting running back for the season, but what kind of different problems does Theo Riddick present? More of a receiver kind of out of the backfield.
Theo Riddick, he's a talent, and we're just going to have to get physical with him.